The stone thrown away keeps the warmth of the hand. By Attila F. Balázs. Translated from Hungarian by Elizabeth Zixeri Romay. Read by Bill Wallach. I learned to breathe consciously as one who is master of the complex machinery which it carries beneath its skin for a long time instinctively. And ever more consciously, ever more organically, ever more strictly stepping beyond the boundaries of asceticism, at times the tangled strings of self-pity wind into regular skeins. Forbidden and secret things collected, like grass in the receptacles of lawnmowers, jamming the stalling motor and stopping the rotating blades, moist with green blood. Then, too, when your dress, like a sudden shower, fell to the cool floor, then, like a dove with broken wings, your bra landed next to it. You left your panties on so that I could slip them off, rather clumsily, impatiently, with slightly trembling fingers, as if I were trying to slip off your skin. It was so hard, the synthetic piece was so tight. Then suddenly you stood there, like a cold statue, alien for a moment. Then, cell by cell, I reconquered your delicately trembling body, which lit up like a pink lamp. It grew hotter, it pulsed and writhed. Then I saw you only with my cells. I closed my eyes. Your touch coaxed noises only I could perceive from my tuned-up body. I realized that you were a master at music-making, a concert without an audience. I don't know how it ended, for I died a little. Selfishly, I fell asleep. I turned off my consciousness. In the morning, you observed delicately. Your touch brought peaceful sleep to the baby that cried inside me, and resignation to the lad crying inside and ashamed of his solitude. Your embrace was like a pit coming out of the flesh of the fruit, a feeling separate from the body, blood coursing outside the body, gently drizzling red rain in the silence that grew around us like the slowly tightening grip of a python, before you disappeared finally in the dark and cool warmth of love. You left so that the vacuum of your absence sucked up my mood. Loneliness, like a sad nanny, consoling and protecting, closed in its calloused hand in which definite lines show the way, like lines painted on asphalt met the busy airport. The stone thrown away carries the warmth of the hand, but you never know to whom it will give a breath of energy. Though tiny, it nevertheless causes landslides, avalanches, lightning, rainbows, like a bolt, like an artificial heart which love tries to make circulate in those who are clutching at nothing. They don't raise their heads towards the light that filters through chinks and crevices.